The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
As always, Sinead Ryan joins me for our Consumer Corner, and she picks out a topical theme on which to advise. And the bonfires are well and truly burnt out. Don't miss them. So that can mean only one thing for the likes of Sinead. Christmas shopping season is upon us, and we want to talk about online shopping, particularly Black Friday and Cyber Monday. When are those dates?
Well, you can blame the Americans rather than me. I mean, the Black Friday thing is, it comes from stateside, and it really marks the end of the kind of the Thanksgiving period and the beginning of the Christmas season. So that's been around since the 1950s.
And that's what date is it?
23rd of November. And that's the Friday. And on the Monday, we have this new kind of, in the last few years, jumping on the bandwagon thing of Cyber Monday, which is, seems to be European. Look, both of them are just, trying to incentivize us to get online, get our shopping early, buy stuff online. That's fine. I've no problem with it. And actually, some of the bargains can be excellent. They tend to be in the kind of techie space. Jess would know all about that, I'm sure. But if you're in the market for something, generally a gadget or maybe furniture, kind of electronics, that kind of thing, this is your time to buy for sure.
But hold on a second. If you're on your social media account and you're bombarded with these adverts and emails, and in the paper, there's newspaper of special offers, how can you tell the wheat from the chaff?
Well, this is kind of, in a way, what the whole GDPR thing was supposed to stop happening. We were supposed to stop getting bombarded with nonsense about buy this and buy this. It has calmed down a little bit, but I mean, Facebook and Twitter and email still seems to be just as prevalent as ever. So the truth is, you don't know and you can't be clear. And I have a general rule that you just don't, you never ever buy off an unsolicited website or something that's popped into your inbox, and you never click through onto it saying, oh, click here for 15% off or a special bargain.
Why not?
Well, because in some cases they aren't genuine, and what they're doing is they're phishing. So phishing with the PH. So they're looking for your bank account, your online details, whatever. If the bargain is genuine, well, then it'll be on the actual genuine website. So if it's Amazon.co.uk or if it's, you know, Dundee or whatever, you go into that website by typing it into the browser, and then at least you know, look, there it is, and that's a legitimate website and I've shopped here before. So when it comes to shopping online, particularly for those that aren't used to it and are trying to kind of get a few bargains before Christmas, it's really only a bargain if you've done your homework in advance. No more than if you were to go down, you know, Grafton Street and look at a few shops.
So are you saying that you should actually see, you want a particular gadget, you want a particular thing, maybe check out the price first of all in your local stores and then really compare it?
Yes, exactly. Or at least do as you would if you were in town shopping. Do what you would normally do. Do that online. See, it can be very handy when you're at home. You know, you're on the sofa, you're in your jammies, you've got a cup of coffee and you're surfing away on the internet. But if you were in town, you'd go into maybe two or three shops to find exactly what you're looking for and pick the best price. It's much easier to do that online, and you should be doing it. So it's about not getting carried away by what I call the tease prices online. So, you know, Ryanair are brilliant at this. Everything's £9.99 until you actually go in and buy the thing. You get to the checkout and it's 50 quid. Lots of sites now say, oh, bargain off this or 50% off that. And we know, because we've done sales items here before, that really does not translate necessarily into the actual price you're going to end up paying. When you're online, you get all kinds of things added in, like VAT. If you're outside Ireland, you will have delivery charges. You may have insurance charges. You may have countervailing duties. You may have customs, excise, taxes, everything. So it may be that what looks good as a headline rate or price, by the time you get to the end of the transaction, you realise, in fact, it would have been just quicker going up the road to the shopping centre and buying it there.
So let's talk about some of those additional charges. Mm. If you go outside the EU, I suppose we're talking about mostly America, is it, or Asia?
Yeah,
or what?
Lots of people think that they're getting bargains by shopping in the States, although the dollar isn't great at the moment, or particularly shopping in China or Chinese websites. Now, I'm kind of stunned every year, and it happens happens all the time. I get emails in and readers to the column kind of saying, I thought my consumer rights, you know, were all kind of good online and everything. And they are. They're really good, but only within the EU. I mean, that's where they're strongest and we're EU citizens. So by all means, buy within the EU borders. And that includes Britain for now. And your consumer rights are intact. You'll be able to return items, get refunds, all that. If you're going to start buying in Asia, all bets are off. I mean, there is absolutely no guarantees that come with that. And added to that, there are some goods come in under what they call countervailing duty. In other words, there's an anti-fraud import measure, which customs and excise revenue put in place. So if you try and import maybe Nike runners or a bike or, an item where you might be paying a couple of hundred quid, it lands in Dublin. And it's not going to be given to you until you pay a massive amount of tax on that. For some products, it can be as high as 50% of the price of the good. So you're not getting a bargain at all. On post, UPS, any of those delivery companies have to collect it.
And tell me this, the delivery system, if say you see something you like and it doesn't have a delivery method on the deal, can you organise your own delivery?
Well, this tends to happen with UK websites. So you're shopping in an online store and you get all the way through to the end of the transaction and you realise they won't ship to the Republic of Ireland, for instance. Now, there are ways about that. There's several, in fact. On Post operate a delivery service called AddressPal. Of course, there's Parcel Motel, which we all know and love. And then DPD have their Parcel Wizard. Now, what they effectively do is set up, it's not quite a fake address, but it's like a PO box number they kind of have a house address that they give you. You put that in as the delivery address. The goods are sent there because it's in the north of Ireland. And then they ship them down for you for around anything from €3 onwards. So it's really not that expensive and it's very, very popular and it can be delivered all around the country.
But say if it's a heavy item.
Some of them, it depends on the item.
The weight. This is,
yeah, and the weight. So some of them might have a maximum on it. So for instance, Parcel Motel, I think, is about 10 kilograms in weight. DPD, they'll double that. But you're not going to be getting really massive. I mean, that's the size of a huge suitcase. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure many people get that delivered. But you can certainly get, you know, clothing items, very popular on that, lightweight jewellery, candles, makeup, that kind of thing is very, very popular.
In terms of the phishing, if you use something like PayPal to pay, do you overcome those problems?
You do and you don't. I mean, phishing, the problem with phishing is you've got an invite to buy something, 20% discount, you click through and you buy the item and you hand over your credit card details, okay? Problem you have with that, because you voluntarily surrender them, like, yes, you have been defrauded of your money, but it's not the bank's fault. You've handed over your details. If your card was skimmed in a restaurant or taken on from holidays, you were mugged for it, that's a different thing. Your bank will cover that under the chargeback scheme. So PayPal is a way around that. It's a very, very secure mechanism. You're paying into an escrow account. OK, this is what Elon Musk did before he went a bit batty. Mm. And you pay into this escrow account and the money really is guaranteed until you receive the goods. Now, I love PayPal. I use it a lot. It's very, very secure. Yes, there's a fee attached to it.
Are you a brand ambassador for them?
No, I'm not. I don't buy that much online. I'm so mean, you know that, Ivan. I don't spend my money easily. But it is a safe way of doing it. Some of the others, the Collison Brothers, the Limerick guys, have Stripe. There are lots and lots of these payment systems. If you don't have one of those and if you don't have an account, even paying by credit card is safer. Because if you are defrauded or your card is taken, you have money back. And it just means it's a little bit safer, I find, than handing over your credit cards on the internet.
Now, one of the reasons we're talking about this before Christmas Eve is the delivery time. Mm. But there's also the cooling off period. So under EU sales, including the UK, you change your mind, something happens when you get it and you want to return it. What are your rights?
And this is where your rights are stronger than if you buy in a shop on the main street. where if you've gone in and you've had a look at the goods and you've been able to try them on or whatever and you get home, you don't like it, you're not, you can't change your mind, you can't bring it back. Some shops will let you, but they don't have to. Online, there's a distance rule, it's distance selling, you haven't had the chance to examine the goods, and EU law then allows you to return it for a full refund within 14 days. You will have to pay for the postage in a lot of cases, although some catalogue companies have a deal with, you know, Centra and Spar, and you can just return it that way, and you will get a full refund. Now, there are some exceptions under the legislation for this, and they'd be obvious ones. For instance, perishable goods. I mean, you buy food off the internet, you're not going to be able to send it back because you didn't like the taste of it. Personalised goods. So you get your child's name on the back of a football jersey, they're not going to take that back. And specifically excluded, where lots of people don't realise, are anything involving travel or ticketing plans. So if you buy a weekend away in a hotel or tickets, you know, to the Munster match and or whatever, you can't then refund those under those rules unless the organisation wants you to. So few exclusions, but they're sensible ones. But other than that, your consumer rights are actually very, very strong when you buy online. And the Cyber Friday, the Cyber Monday, Black Friday thing, see, the dates are well set because it does allow you that time to get delivery and send it back before Christmas.
Okay, just a couple of listener comments I wanted to bring on the text line. It's easy to buy stuff from China, and when you pay the tax, it's still cheaper than buying here. Have a look at most of the goods, especially electronic. They are actually made in China anyway, and basically you're buying it direct instead. Great deals online with double the price you pay in shops. And someone else says, I use Revolut.
Yeah, Revolut.
Mm-hmm. Revolut. Mm-hmm. For all my shopping online, saves me just in case my bank card gets skimmed. Good exchange rates too.
Yeah, great exchange rate. Revolut is a disruptor. It's a payment system. It operates a bit like a bank, a bit like a credit card, except it's your own money. And it is really, really doing very well at the moment. It's a great service. Very safe.
My thanks to Sinead Ryan, our Monday Consumer Corner champion. As always, all the advice you want to know. Up next, we'll be previewing Off the Ball and discussing the main sports stories of the day.